Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and meditations of our hearts, O Lord, be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. Almost all of the scriptures that you read were about Jesus being a shepherd. And it's interesting because we have a lot of imagery throughout the Bible. We have images of fishermen. We have images of planting and seeds. We have imagery of being a father and of a mother. But interesting enough, the only thing that Jesus sees himself being from a human standpoint is being a shepherd. He never says, I am the good fisherman. He's pretty good at fishing, but he never says, I'm the good fisherman. He never says, I am the great planter. He doesn't say, I am father or mother. He doesn't use any of those images except for shepherd. He says, I am the good shepherd. And it really comes in John's gospel, that it's really pushed through, that John likes the imagery of a shepherd, and then sometimes he also goes to the him being the sheep, but the shepherd image. And I think it's because the wisdom of the message of a shepherd's responsibility is to take the sheep, once it ends winter, take the sheep out in the spring and find the good, safe passage for them to eat, for them to play, for them to get out in the air away from the barn and the shelters and take them to get what they need, and then in the fall come back and then put them back into the barns. Now that's interesting because one of the reasons why Christianity has come to realize that Jesus that was not born in December was because no shepherd would be out in the fields in the middle of winter. They would be in the barn. So that's a good reason why December 25th is probably not the day Jesus was born. Just as a note. But there's that understanding that a shepherd guides and directs you in a journey. That it takes the sheep around and safely to the places they need to be. And then they get back and they come back to the original home. And they know their home. I believe a lot of that is what Jesus' message is. That Jesus is saying that his part in the scheme of things, we talk about that God the Father is the creator of heaven and earth, and he does these things, and he creates, and he is the one who we're going to go and worship, and it is God the Father that we're going to heaven to be with, that the Holy Spirit has that guiding, and but that what is Jesus' part? And it is to be the good news. It is to be the one who guides and directs us to where we need to be so that we can go back home to be with God. Now, Jesus is the one who is the caretaker and leads us. And that's the good news. Now, the problem is that in this gospel passage, and it's interesting because Jesus goes to the temple several times in his ministry in the Gospel of John, and the other times, Jesus doesn't go back to Jerusalem until he goes to die. But this is one of those stopover points in the Gospel of John. He's there for the dedication, and they're dedicating the children into the faith. They are dedicating priests. It's kind of like a major confirmation celebration is what's going on at the temple. And they're sitting there and saying, Jesus, tell us if you're the Messiah that we want. It's interesting, Jesus' response isn't yes or no. He says, well, you haven't been hearing me properly. That for many of you, you want me to be a good teacher, a moral authority to tell you what's good and bad, and that's not who I am. Others of you want me to be this king that comes riding in a chariot and is going to overtake Rome and establish the Jewish state again. And that's not me either. Others of you are just happy and content if I feed you and if I clothe you. That's not what it's about either. And he says, those who are my sheep know my voice and come. Now, this is an interesting thing because I've been thinking about this over time. One of the things that children know early on is their parents' voice. It's amazing that it didn't take Eli or Caleb too long to know when Daddy came home because his voice was there. And he would know when I was walking through the door and he would start saying, da-da-da, which is a very comforting thing for the daddy. And you see that when you're playing at a park and there's all these kids and mommy says it's time to go and the kid sits there and usually looks and then runs away, right? At least. But your parents' voice is special. It sticks out, and it can mean many different things. I think about the times when we would go out in the woods as cousins, and we'd get far away, and we didn't know how to get back. And my mom would start saying, "Where are you guys?" And then you'd start trickling back. That was comforting. Or the times that you would sit there and you'd be lost in the store and looking at whatever you were looking at and your mom walked away and you were so nervous and then you heard your mom calling back and you're like, ah, right? Those are comforting times. And then there's the times where you hear the voice and it's a little different. It's not that comforting voice. It's that voice where you, uh-oh, and you get the shivers up your back. Mom's upset, and you know it's really bad if they start using the middle name, right? You know that's a serious one. And so there's that different tones. And then there's the things that I've been laughing about lately. There's the Eli looks at mom and hears what she says and forgets about it and says, "I'm going back to what I'm doing." And it's hard to get mad because I can see myself in that, right? But you have all these different emotions. But that voice calling through, and Jesus is saying it is similar to a shepherd's voice. And you know what? My sheep hear it. And this is one of those challenges in the world because if you're one of those sheep, then you feel good about yourself. I am one of Jesus's sheep. Woohoo! But if you're outside of it, guess what? That's bad news, right? That there's not much hope if you're not in the sheep. But what's interesting is that Jesus, one of the things he does is he brings in a new understanding of who's his sheep. Because in Jesus' world, all of us have that opportunity to be sheep. It's unlike other religions where it says, if you are not born into it, then you're out of luck. In John 3:16, it says, God loved the world, and so he gave his only son. That how we become a sheep in his fold is not by birth, it's not by our actions even. It's by baptism, we say. So we are not born into it, we are adopted into it. We have the adoption of Christ through our baptism that brings us into that fold. And what is that fold? What is that message? It's not these fallen messages that we hear that we have to do things to earn God's love. Or it's not about how we've got to follow this or do that. What the message is, and I think the real problem is we get it all fuzzy all too often. We think it's about protecting this or doing that, or if we just get the right turns. But what Jesus' message is he wants to restore our relationship with the Father that created us. That's the gospel. That's the good news. And he wants that restoration. And so he wants to make our life about restoring that relationship. And how do we do this? We do it by getting the stuff that blocks us from having that relationship out. And so what is that stuff? We call this sin in our world. And sin is one of those dangerous things. My fellow pastor, Brian Harrell, was writing about it yesterday. And I was saying he's got a good bit right, even though he's a Church of God guy. And he's sitting there and he's saying that one of the things that fools us, the devil fools us, is saying sin's not all that bad. You know, you can have a little bit of it in your life and you can mess with it and kind of play with it. And he said, but the reality is, as Paul says, sin leads to death. That when we allow sin to play in our, it might seem like it's not getting in the way too much, but then it infects us, and it talks about it. And one of the things that's a reality is the closer you are to God, the more the devil wants to get in your way. And that's what Jesus says. I'm here to bring you back in. I'm here to pull you close to the Father. I'm here to make sure that that sin that is so easily to pertain you, because, you know, that grass over there looks pretty good, but you have to go through that valley and walk through the water and you can't swim, buddy. And so you're not going to make it. But I'll get you over there, but we got to go this way. And God's uses Jesus, that restoration, the gospel message. And the gospel message is that we are in need of help. We're not sent here to do it alone. We're not capable of fulfilling it. God tried that and it failed. So what was his option? Either to let us go and be sheep astray, or to give us help. And that help is Jesus. And that help is to guide us and direct us so that we can get to the flowing water and we don't have to just accept drinking out of the puddles that can infect us and that will run out. We don't have to settle for the small little scrub brush and eating the bits of grass that aren't good, but they'll get us to the grass that's green. And he'll walk us through the valley of shadow death, and we will go through those valleys of the shadow of death, but we will not fear no evil, for the Lord God is with us. You see that journey? God knows we're about. And we're going to head through it, and God's going to walk us through, and we have a shepherd who will protect us. And what gloriousness was that Revelations passage today, where the person comes to heaven and sister and says, who are these people that are content, are praising God? And he says, those are the people who walked in faith. Those are the people who cried and hurt their knees and got banged up and scratched up. They're the ones who didn't have it necessarily easy in life, but you know what? They made it. And when they got here, they were fulfilled because they were brought back to what? To the one who created them, the one who wants a relationship with them, the one who can fulfill us. The shepherd is not there to take them out in the wilderness and leave them, but he takes them out into the wilderness, gives them the experiences of being out there, and brings them home. That's what our Father does for us. Thanks be to God. Amen.